Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Is suing Drake. That's right. Exactly the story you expected from me. Tony Katz. Tony Katz today. Find everything at TonyKatz.com. The estate of Tupac, although I must say, still alive, he just wants to lead a quiet life now. The estate of Tupac has sent a cease and desist letter to Drake. The rapper, you know, big Toronto Raptors fan, insufferable in that way. So Drake has a song called Tailor Made Freestyle. Full disclosure, I'm not familiar with the song. I didn't get a chance to grab a copy of it there, producer Carl. I don't know if it's safe for radio or what. I don't know the rules there. So there is a track called Tailor Made Freestyle, which is going after Kendrick Lamar. I don't know. Is it a real beef? Is it just made up for the folk? No one knows. But according to the estate of Tupac, the vocals are meant to sound exactly like him. Probably utilized creating AI, created utilizing AI. So the estate of Tupac Shakur is saying that it's a, quote, flagrant violation of Tupac's publicity and the estate's legal right and, quote, a blatant abuse of the legacy of one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time. We would never give at all, you know, the approval for the use of this, the unauthorized, equally dismaying use of Tupac's voice against Kendrick Lamar, a good friend to the estate who has given nothing but respect to Tupac and his legacy, publicly and privately, compounds the insult. Now, there's a couple things within this story. I think for many, It is lost to the impact of certain people in certain cultures and certain societies. It's been 30 years. It's been 30 years since Tupac Shakur's death. When did he die? What year was this? 1996. 30 years. And he is still impactful. That is fascinating. Like, it still resonates. I'm that is the part of this story that kind of took me. Right? The fact that I never got into Drake, never understood the allure, whatever. I don't have to understand something for something to work. And I can't tell you, I don't know enough about the song to say whether or not he stole lyrics or stole vocals that are meant to resemble or personify or impersonate. And I don't know how that works legally. But the fact that it's getting brought up, the fact that someone will bring it up, that's impact. I wonder how many people 30 years from now are going to try and use lyrics that kind of resemble Taylor Swift. By the way, if I hear or read one more story about Taylor Swift's album and the instant reviews and the issues and the problems and the too many songs, not enough songs. Oh, God. Could we not? This is what I know. Everything, for the most part, sounds like everything else. and she's a billionaire. This is what I know. This is what I know. Right? That's all I know. And I know no other part of this. That all the songs mostly sounding exactly alike and a billionaire. These are the things I know. These are the things I know. I don't know. I never thought about singing in Nashville. Shame on me. If only I had been a singer in Nashville, can you imagine what I'd be hanging out with Selena Gomez today? I'd be an inspiration to teenage girls everywhere. Hold on, this just in. No? Are you sure? Because I'm saying if I just sung it, it doesn't work that way. No. No. Okay. All right, well, I'm glad I do this. It's my milieu, people. Later, I'll sing for you. This is Tony Katz Today.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.